Flip it.
It's time now for the word of the day. Not with Wayne Pond, but today is Flip It Friday, and Nikki does it.
Flip it.
Hey, Wayne, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. Any word of the day preceded by the lyric, lying naked on the kitchen floor, is got to be worth the price of admission.
I've always loved that line in that song. It's terrific.
Would you care to deconstruct it, and mainly literize it for us, Ron? What is that all about?
No, I don't think so. But check, watch the video.
Coward.
All right. That's not in the video, by the way. But just, you know, Natalie is really.
Okay.
Well, right. Nikki, what kind of word you got for us?
Well, I got a word today that honestly I can probably say I've been subjected to this particular word a few times, and there are certain people that maybe make me more this way than others. So here we go.
Uh-huh.
And you might know a few yourself. So here we go. The word of the day is an adjective, and it is quizzically. Quizzically. Let me spell it for you, because it's Q-U-I-Z-Z-I-C-A-L-L-Y. So two Z's, two L's. And it means having a confused expression.
I looked at you quizzically when you were getting ready to deliver the word, because I was wondering
what she's trying to say.
What she's about to say. Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
We go through that every morning, don't we?
Yeah. Go through the same thing every day, Monday through Thursday with you, Wayne. I never know what you're going to say.
He said quizzically. All right.
Yeah. So quizzically, it can be a fun word, or, you know, could be something that, you know, could be somebody that basically leaves a question mark over your head every time you talk to them.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know some people like that.
We have a few of those.
Yeah.
I might be one of them, for that matter.
Well, listen, thanks.
We will name it the adverb of the week and send it on its way.
Well, thanks a lot. I'm going to try and use that today in a sentence.
You're welcome.
Wayne, hey, have a good day, buddy.
Hey, you too. Adios. Monday.
All right, have a good weekend.